Nothing to worry about, Ro. Don't worry.
I think the Night Court theme pretty much sums it up.
Kind of helps.
Yeah. All right. It's the Ro Contra with Anna DeVellantis right here, 720 WGN. Well, if you thought the news of the last couple of days was crazy, have you heard today what's happening? Every day, something new happens. And three things new happened today. We're going to start. Mike Monaco, our legal analyst, is joining us. All right, so I have the memo in front of me. Rod Rosenstein.
What a week. Wow.
He is the Deputy Attorney General, which is a very important job, as it turns out.
You remember, he's the one that Trump asked to give him a memo about Comey. And then he used that memo to fire Comey at the time. And then later, the president said, when interviewed by Lester Holt, that, well, I thought about firing Comey when I thought about the fact that it was such a fake, the fake news about the Russian. That's a fake story.
Mm-hmm.
And so this does not look good for the president, actually.
Yeah. All right. So Robert Mueller is the former FBI director, second longest serving FBI director behind the guy who basically founded the Bureau, J. Edgar Hoover. And a very, 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 would you agree, very respected individual?
Yeah, and he was also a former U.S. attorney, I think both in San Francisco and in Massachusetts. So he's very experienced, and everyone regards him as independent, which is exactly what the president did not want.
So we should feel comfortable, Mike, that this is going to be apolitical, and he'll get to the bottom
of
things.
I hope so. But, you know, it's sort of the president sort of forced Rosenstein into this corner because, you know, it came out that the president asked Comey about 2 months ago for a pledge of loyalty. Remember that? And Comey refused it. And then he asked Comey to end the investigation of Flynn. And Comey, apparently refused that because he hasn't done it yet. The president just backed himself into a corner. Rosenstein sort of had to do this. Because if they had ended the investigation, say, a year from now, and say, well, no, there's nothing there. Nothing happened. What would the American people have believed? Would they have accepted that?
Now, the White House has not responded to this. And I think what is interesting is that for a 2-year window of time, James Comey was actually Robert Mueller's boss because he was Robert James Comey. Was the Deputy Attorney General. The FBI director reports to the Deputy Attorney General. And in the early 2000s, that was the circumstance. They apparently have a warm relationship. They have both commented on that at different times, is now coming out. And you have to wonder, I can imagine the White House will try to make something out of that, that Mueller is going to be very friendly to, and it's funny because this is the Justice Department making this decision, which is technically in the purview of the president. But I can see the president trying to criticize this, that former FBI directors, they know each other. They have a friendly relationship. One worked for the other at one point. Problem?
Well, he may say stuff like that. But I mean, everyone, both Republicans and Democrats are saying that Mueller is a fellow who has to be given great credibility here because of his history. He's got a terrific history as a prosecutor and as a head of the FBI. Now, you remember when Nixon fired Archibald Cox. Archibald Cox was the special prosecutor at the time on Watergate. And Nixon had asked Elliot Richardson to fire him. Elliot Richardson refused, and he fired. So Elliot Richardson resigned, and the next acting U.S. Attorney General resigned. It'll be interesting to see if Trump tries to do something like that and do something that would affect Mr. Mueller. Because Mr. Mueller now has the right, as this job is going to take place, he has the right to have a grand jury. He has the right to subpoena records. He has the right to subpoena witnesses. He has a right to call for the president himself to testify, either in a grand jury or in an Oval Office situation under oath. So it's going to be really something to see what happens going forward.
How realistic is it to get this done within a year?
That's very unlikely. I mean, because, no, I say that and because past special prosecutors have taken a long time. The special prosecutors, it's a life in itself, you know. Now, his job is going to just be to investigate the whether Russia meddled in our last campaign and also related matters. Now, will related matters also include Flynn? I assume so. Mm-hmm. Will it also include the president's efforts to end the investigation of Flynn? I assume so. Will it also include why the president fired Comey? I assume it'll include that as well.
Does now, he have that kind of latitude, Mike, to move in any direction it takes him and
yes,
seek indictments
yes,
in does. Any of these areas?
Yes, he does. Now, whether he'll, you know, he may find that the president committed obstruction of justice. Does that mean he's going to indict the president? That's highly unlikely, but you don't know. I mean,
there's even a legal argument that you can't indict a president, that
right.
he just has to recommend he has to recommend an indictment, which won't be forthcoming, but would be used in articles of impeachment were it ever to get to that position, to that point.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. So it's going to be amazing. And this is really a historical time in America going forward here with what's happening. And this, the past week has just been amazing. And then for the president, it's just the optics of it to meet with the Russians the day after he fires Comey and not allow the U.S. press to come into the meeting.
Right.
It's almost shocking.
I think my mother summed it up best this morning
really?
She said, "Who is a supporter? I mean, she likes Donald Trump. She voted for him. She likes him." Uh-huh. And she went, "Why was he monkeying with the Russians right after that?" So I think
simply that was a question
well
mark.
Said.
Yes, I think that's the most quotable thing I've heard all day. Why was he monkeying with the Russians?
That's well said.
Yeah. So I think that that's the I think this does, you know, cause and obviously, it, you know, on the Dow today, Dow down point, you know, down 1.75%. There are some jitters on Wall Street because it does look like the rest of the agenda could get held up. Now, I think actually for Republicans, and this is, by the way, before people go, well, this is political. People are out to get him. These are Republicans doing this, right? I mean, the reality is that I think that the Trump supporters who are, you know, diehard and believe everything he's doing now are going to now they're going to get siloed into this thought process and reinforced by Breitbart and by Russian fake news and all the rest, which is going to be that it's the entire Washington system coming down on this guy. It's the Washington press and the Washington politics and the system and, you know, all the power brokers there and the secret dark forces that are going to come in and they're coalescing around him because he's the only true believable agent of change. That's going to be the new narrative here. And it's in the meantime, Republicans and people on Wall Street and people in business. And, you know, if you have a let's say you're a small or medium sized privately owned family business kind of operator that you're looking for this tax break. And this is the kind of stuff that you want. All you want right now is for the best play here for Republicans is to say, listen, we got Robert Mueller. Let the investigation take it where it's going to take it. This can take it out of the hands of the House and the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
it'll take the heat off of both the House and the Senate committees.
So they can now they can go back to doing the business of the legislative agenda, which is I think right. what most people who voted for Trump and then you know most people may not vote for Trump but who you know want a more conservative fiscal agenda at least with you know lower taxes and all that and you know to get the health care thing worked out and all that it takes some of the onus off of it but it also takes the president's the president's voice becomes less critical because I think a lot of people are not going to want to roll up behind him. Republicans are not going to want to roll up behind him if they're in contestable districts.
Well, it'll be interesting now, Ro, to see what and how the president reacts. Is he going to exercise a little more restraint, or is he going to come out blasting on Twitter, Mr. Mueller, like he blasted Comey and like he blasted the federal judges?
He can't help himself.
He hasn't yet, though.
I agree, Anna. He hasn't said anything yet. Is that what you said?
Right. He hasn't said anything yet. I already checked as you were speaking, just to kind of report back to make sure it has not happened yet.
Last time you and I were talking, he said you noted three or four times he tweeted.
He did.
I just don't understand this. How can he do this? Why do people let him do this? I know he's the president. I know he can do whatever he wants.
That's why.
That's kind of the point.
Answer your own question.
Somebody should give him some advice to stop with the Twitter. This is not going to help him.
Right. And then making it about himself at the Coast Guard Academy today. I mean, you know, if it were a political speech anywhere else, but at a service academy where you've got these young men and women who are graduating from there and they're going into, you know, they're going to the high seas and risking their life for the safety
Absolutely.
And security of the United States of America and its citizens.
And he's more concerned about himself.
And for him to, and it was a great speech up until the moment where he turned it all about himself. And about how he is the
victim of media,
the greatest victim in American political history.
Right. No politician in history
ever.
Has been
no
treated worse
ever been, right.
yeah.
or more
but,
unfairly.
Well, he should go back and look at how they treated Nixon.
Yes.
He thinks this is the worst.
Or Abraham Lincoln. You know,
or
that
Abraham
didn't end
Lincoln,
well. John Kennedy. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, but does this go, Mike, does this go
what
away?
An exciting week.
And now that it's in the hands of a special counsel, do you imagine that this will go away from the headlines for a while because this will be largely conducted in private, barring any leaks, that this sort of just goes away and we find out about it when there's some results, if there are?
Well, Mueller has a reputation, about being very confidential and not having leaks within his office, and so I expect that to be the same here. The difference is, when people get a subpoena, they can tell someone they got the subpoena. You know, mm-hmm. it's not the government telling them; it's their lawyers telling somebody they've been subpoenaed.
Yeah.
And now, if he calls for at some point, he's going to call for people to come in and give statements, like Flynn and other people. Now, Flynn may take the Fifth. We'll see. Other people may take the Fifth. The president. It's unlikely he's going to take the Fifth, I assume. I assume he's going to have to testify at some point. And then we'll see. You'll see some wild tweets.
Oh, wow. He could just testify on Twitter. I would prefer that. Just have him answer quick. Let's just do this in a Twitter war.
I can only imagine.
All right.
So I think it's going to continue. We'll see.
All right, Mike Monaco.
It'll be interesting. Thank God you're going to be there, Anna and the Rose.
Oh,
thank
yes.
God you're
thank,
there.
Thank you, Mike.
Watch it all happen.
Thank you.
This.
Really appreciate your time, sir. I know that you're on the high seas yourself right now, so we appreciate
your
time.
I am, exactly.
Yeah.
Enjoy your cruise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there goes Mike Monaco.
I wonder if he'll come back tanner, because that would almost be impossible. He's so tan. He's like this...
Do you think
Italian man.
Do you think he's sitting in a deck chair right now wearing a suit with a pocket square?
Yes.
I got to see that.
Yes, I imagine even his cash wear is really, really like good looking.
He's wearing great, like a beautifully pressed blue blazer, white shirt, pocket square, those great like Italian designer glasses and the pants. And he will not be wearing socks, though, with his loafers.
No.
I would like to say that. I think that's the case. Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start.
Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
I think it's only Wednesday.
All right, so the president hath spoken on this issue.
Which issue?
The president has released a statement.
On the special counsel?
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see, I want to read...
Does it go something like, I told you?
Who? It would be the first thing when you get Robert Mueller. Who?
Overrated, or do you think?
No, trust me, that tweet is coming within 3 months. Robert Mueller, totally overrated. So unfair. More unfair to me than anybody else has been unfair. Everybody's been unfair. I didn't know where to begin on unfair.
He's fired too.
Can you fire him? No.
I mean, theoretically, he could, because he works for the Justice Department. But I don't think that's going to happen. Do I have the statement here? Hold on a second. I'm just trying to
statement from the White House?
From the president. Hold on a minute. Because there's actually, I have a number of statements here. All right, so if you're just joining us, let me go back and explain.
Let's recap.
Here's what's happened today. You know, the show started off, you know, sweet and innocently.
Not
right?
really.
Just, no?
No, I wouldn't call it sweet and innocent. We are still reeling over the developments from last night or yesterday afternoon.
And the markets. We had Susie Sunshine on from Dallas to talk to us about the markets. And then we had Alan Dershowitz on to talk about the events of last night.
And he said he didn't think there was an obstruction of justice cause here. He weighed in on the whole thing that was, you know, getting everybody, like all of Washington was focused on that, and the markets reacted to the craziness that resulted.
Correct.
From that.
Correct. Now, Rod Rosenstein, and it's Rosenstein.
It's not Steen.
It's not
like
Steen,
Frankenstein.
It's Rosenstein. Frankenstein. Rosenstein.
Wait, was it Frankenstein?
Just like it's Mueller and not Mueller, which drives me crazy every time I look at his name.
Because it's spelled M-U-E.
Yes.
So most
but I remember when he was the FBI. Yeah.
But it's Mueller.
I like that, by the way. Rosenstein, like Frankenstein. That's what he just did. He's a monster runaway. Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, has named Robert Mueller, former FBI director, as special counsel to investigate any relationship between Russia and the Trump campaign, transition, or administration.
So he gets a budget, he gets to name his own people, bring them in, and lead his investigation wherever the facts take him. And take his time doing that if he wants to.
So he's got that. I have...
Apparently, Rosenstein did not seem like he was going to do the special prosecutor. You heard Democrats calling for it. A couple of Republicans got on board, like Congressman Kinzinger. And then apparently he said that the Comey memo was a tipping point when that came out.
I have a statement from both Adam Kinzinger and Donald Trump. By the way, I think that this... I think it's very interesting to watch Adam Kinzinger.
He was all over the CNN today.
Yes. He has become the Republican face of standing up and doing what's right, regardless of party. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans have been waiting for someone to do that. And in the House of Representatives, Adam Kinzinger stepped out of the shadow and did it by calling for a special prosecutor. And now one has been named. Kinzinger's statement is this, that Bob Mueller is a well-respected and trusted veteran of the FBI. The American people deserve answers, transparency, and most importantly, the truth. This special counsel appointment is a step in the right direction on getting answers on the many questions we have with Russian meddling in our election and our democracy. That is Adam mm-hmm. Kinzinger's statement, and that's all over the national news. He's, you know, our own right here from Illinois, from Northeastern Illinois, and also Rockford, too. His district goes from Rockford down to Shanahan in an attempt by the people who draw the map in Illinois to really try to crush him. And he is he turned the trick on them a little bit. And here's a statement from the White House. This is a statement from President Donald J. Trump, celebrity voice impersonated. As they have stated many times, a thorough investigation will confirm what we already know. There was no collusion between my campaign and any foreign entity. You know he didn't say that. He's never said the word entity in his life.
You don't think he wrote this one?
No. Unless he was reading it during a deposition. He's never said out loud the word entity. I look forward to this matter concluding quickly. In the meantime, I will never stop fighting for the people and the issues that matter most to the future of our country.
Oh, thank God he's still fighting for us.
Liar, liar, pants up, liar.
It's good to know. Because for a while, I was like, maybe he's not fighting for it. But in that statement, when he says that, I feel so much more comfortable now.
Oh, God. Well, he's fighting. Is he fighting for us or is he fighting for himself? I mean, that's the problem. That's, I think, the question a lot of people have. And, yes, he's had, I mean, if you believe in a conservative agenda, by executive order, he's done a number of things. Mm-hmm. You know, whether if you don't like the EPA and you thought they were getting in the way of business, well, he's done a lot there. Mm-hmm. If you think churches should be able to be political entities and not lose their tax-exempt status. He did that for you, too.
Right, but the big pieces of his legislation, it just there's been no focus on it, or it isn't working in terms of health care. So this kind of has been, put a cloud over everything in Washington, and perhaps now having this special, this counsel, outside counsel, independent counsel, nonpartisan, take this on, the former FBI director, you wonder if now, we can go back to the business of Washington and trying to figure out a health care plan that works for people and trying to go forward with what works.
Well, we will see.
You'll see.
I mean, and again, a lot of the fury here and a lot of the distraction comes from Donald Trump's own Twitter account. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the truth. No, he gets in his own way, and he gets in the way of those who are trying to pass his agenda and work it through the House, because he just can't help himself.
Yeah.
Because he's got to be at the center of whatever it is all the time.
Picking the little fights and that kind of stuff doesn't work out.
He punches below his weight class all the time, and there's no reason to do it.
Mm-mm.
He's the president of the United States. He won. I won. Okay. That's why we won.
Did you see the crowd?
Hey, can we play that from the speech today at the United States Coast Guard Academy? The part where he was just the strangest thing.
Went off topic a little bit, for sure. Kind of talking about himself.
While we get that ready, I just want to say that Paul Ryan's statement is already out now, too, on this. He says, my priority has been to ensure thorough and independent investigations are allowed to follow the facts wherever they may lead. That is what we've been doing here in the House. The addition of Robert Mueller as special counsel is consistent with this goal, and I welcome his role at the Justice Department.
And who is that? I'm sorry, Ro, you said?
That is Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan, Speaker Ryan.
Chuck Grassley
mm-hmm.
has just said, I have a great deal of confidence in Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein, and I respect this decision. At the end of the day, we need a public accounting of what went on to restore faith in government.
That's a good point.
And Mitch McConnell said this.
Classic Mitch.
The afternoon.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Well, you're hearing Democrats and Republicans both applaud this particular move. And we haven't seen them both sides agree on much lately. So if this one is working for both sides in Washington, let's hope that it truly is apolitical. The facts will come out.
All right. So this was the president today at the Coast Guard Academy graduation.
Look at the way I've been treated lately. Especially by the media. No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly. You can't let them get you down. You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Commencement speech turned into a rally.
Right.
Sounded a bit personal, too.
Yeah. Although he got a fairly good amount of applause right there from that.
Mm-hmm.
But this was, I thought this was kind of interesting.
You can't let them get you down. You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams.
Wait for it.
Okay.
I guess that's why I won. Thank you. I guess that's why we won.
What's funny is he turned the I into we after
yes.
interrupted.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, wait, no. I should credit
you. I guess
you.
That's why I won. I guess that's why we won. And then he takes that big, like, self-assured
that, yeah.
breath, that loud, wet breath that he takes to punctuate his point. That by the way, dropping a bomb right here. That's why we won. I mean, that's why I won. That's why we won.
God.
I mean, come on now. You don't say at a service academy graduation, you go, that's why I won. By the way, I'm president. Can you believe it? No, you can't believe it. We can't believe it because we watch this every day.
Things, yeah, those asides are just a little strange sometimes when he says, aren't you proud of me? You know, like, all right.
Daddy wasn't proud of me.
You're the president.
Daddy'd be proud of me now.
I don't know.
Oh, Oh my God. I mean, it's stuff like that that just, it drives me nuts. It's like, this is, those young men and women, you know, they're 21, 22, 23 mm-hmm. years old. They are going off right now to get onto the high seas and risk their lives. Those guys were going to jump out of helicopters and save boaters. Those people were going to interdict drugs and human trafficking and, you know, take live fire out in the ocean. Stuff you don't hear about that the Coast Guard goes out and does. Mm-hmm. And they've you know, gone to one of the great service academies. Some of them will go on to other branches of the military too, because you can do that. Mm-hmm. And he makes it about, you know, his own political struggle at the moment. No, you're the president of the United States. You're the commander in chief of the United States military. Respect and honor that position and stay on that message when you're talking to them at that point. You owe it to them, and you owe it to everybody in the Coast Guard and everybody in the military. Violetta Powder Maddox got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.